And now, Steve, God sent, will bring the message.
Excellent. Good morning, everyone. How are we doing today? Excellent. Now, some of you are seeing me bring the stool up here, and you're like, okay, wait, if the pastor needs to sit down for preaching, how long is this guy actually going to take? No, I promise that is just more for a leg condition I have. I'm going to stay in the time constraints that Pastor Jim gave me. It's like 45 minutes, right? No, I'm playing. As Pastor Jim said, my name is Steve Gottsend, and I am the Community Outreach Coordinator at Christian Care, a men's homeless shelter in downtown Rock Island. And I want to thank you so much for the privilege and honor of coming to worship with you this morning and to share from God's Word. I actually want to start off by asking all of you to imagine living in a perfect world. All right, close your eyes for a minute and just imagine what it would look like. What would it smell like? How would people treat each other? How would we live? Some beautiful images, I imagine. And although I think if we were to poll everybody, there would be some unique ideas here and there, I think most of us would agree in a perfect world, we could imagine that everyone has a home with a warm bed to sleep in every night. We could imagine in a perfect world, easy access to 3 healthy meals a day for every hungry man, woman, and child. And we could imagine homes and resources for every veteran, especially after they sacrificed in care of our country. But unfortunately, when we wake up every morning, we are reminded, sometimes rather quickly, that we do not live in a perfect world. As we hear news of wildfires and floods, shootings and brokenness, hatred and more. So whatever you dreamed of when you imagined that perfect world, in the real world, did you know that more than 550,000 people in America, that's men, women, and children, more than 550,000 experience homelessness every single night? Did you know that 1.4 million veterans are either homeless or at risk of becoming homeless in our country? Here in the Quad Cities, roughly 550 people experience homelessness on any given night. And approximately 1 in 8 people in the Quad Cities do not have access to enough food. Odie was one of these statistics. But Odie doesn't fit the stereotype that many of us have when we think about someone who experiences homelessness. He isn't a drunk. He wasn't lazy, he wasn't looking for a free handout. He was actually employed on the kitchen staff of a local restaurant, working hard and caring for his aging mom, when unfortunately, Odie suffered a tragic accident at home that left him partially disabled. Sadly, he lost his job, ended up living in his car, and when unemployment ran out, had nowhere else to turn. As we read the Bible, one characteristic is abundantly clear about our God. God has a deep and overwhelming burden for people like Odie, for people who are living on the fringe of our community. So you already heard part of the passage this morning. Let me read a little bit more. I am reading from the New International Version. I recognized in your pews you might have a different version, but thankfully these translations are extremely similar. But let me read this to you again from 1 John chapter 3, starting in verse 16. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and with truth. All right, this is but one biblical example that assures us of God's care for the needy in our community and his command that we need to respond with aid. He wants us to share his heart for the hungry and the homeless, and he longs for us to be his hands and feet in care of them. And in this passage, the disciple John defines love through the example of Jesus' sacrifice for humanity. He laid down his life for us on the cross, and John quickly points out that we need to do the same, laying down our lives for brothers and sisters. And he goes on then to point out an example of what this looks like in real life. Let me back up just a second here, because I think that if 1 John were being written in 21st century America, the example many Christians would use might be relatively simplistic. Love your neighbor, be kind, be a good person. Those are important challenges and good ways to live. Others might jump to an example of outreach or evangelism, saying that laying down lives for brothers and sisters means we need to tell the world more about Jesus. Now, I certainly do believe that Jesus is Lord, that he is the Son of God through whom we can experience life transformation. That is the good news of the gospel, after all. But John, the Apostle John, does something very interesting here. The example The first type of response that comes to his mind as he's thinking about this is not one of spiritual need or ethical perspective. It is about caring for the physical needs. He writes, "If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person?" You see, ladies and gentlemen, I think John recognizes something of importance here. Jesus does indeed make a difference in our lives, both daily and for all of eternity. Yet, if someone is hungry, thirsty, or scared, if they aren't sure where their next meal is going to come from or how to take care of their daily needs, talking about what Jesus means for all of eternity is not going to register for them. Eternity makes little difference when someone's needs for today loom so large, right? So John instructs us then to love with actions and in truth by caring for the physical needs that someone is facing today, because he recognizes that our actions in doing so will speak more strongly about God's love if we start by providing for the needs of those in desperation. So the instruction is clear, right? If we see people in need within our community, we are to do something about it. However, I'll admit, there are parts of this that make me uncomfortable, right? There's a tension between loving with action and simply giving away anything and everything that we have. And I know I'm not alone when I say that I'm hesitant when I pull up to a stoplight and I see someone on the side of the road holding a sign asking for money. And this isn't about greed. This isn't about idolatry or selfishness. We often fear that the person that we are giving money to is going to use it on things like drugs, alcohol, cigarettes, lottery tickets, or any number of other things that doesn't actually address the core need that they are facing, the core struggle that they are dealing with. Or we fear that we are creating a sense of dependence instead of actually helping people and enabling them to progress towards a job, towards a home, and towards personal responsibility. Still, others of you might feel that tension because your hearts are overflowing with compassion and care. And if you could, you would open your doors to anyone in need to provide food, shelter, and clothing. But there are concerns. There are concerns of safety, and there are certainly limitations that are going to hold you back. This, in the end, is why I am so thankful that the Quad Cities has organizations like Christian Care that can do all of this for you, that can open up their doors to provide for those in need while taking steps to help them get jobs, get homes, and experience freedom. Now, if you aren't familiar with Christian Care, as I said earlier, we are a men's homeless shelter in downtown Rock Island that is attempting to be a bridge for people in our community experiencing homelessness. Right now, the Quad Cities, we know a lot about bridges. We're learning the hard way what it takes to build a bridge at the bare minimum. All right. At their very basic, a bridge is designed to help get people from point A to point B, usually over rough, difficult, or even dangerous terrain. And Christian Care wants to be a bridge to help people get off the dangerous life on the street and get them into long-term, safe, stable housing. And for over 100 years, Christian Care has pursued our goal of encouraging people who are experiencing homelessness to deepen their spiritual development while also providing them with intensive case management services to help them transform their lives. You see, whenever someone leaves Christian Care, we want them to have a home, a job, and have taken some sort of steps closer to God, whatever that looks like in their particular walk. And to accomplish this, we offer a number of services. First and foremost, of course, I keep alluding to this, we are a homeless shelter, so we provide shelter. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm very proud and excited to announce that today, here on June 30th, 2019, Christian Care is opening a brand new dorm with 6 new beds. We'll be interviewing the men. Not sure if they'll be in tonight or tomorrow. Once men are called, they have 24 hours to show up. But we are very proud and honored that our 36-bed facility is now a 42-bed facility for homeless men, enabling us to provide over 15,000 nights of shelter in any given year. And 6 of those 42 beds are actually exclusively reserved for veterans. We are very honored and proud to care for, again, men who have sacrificed in care of our country. Along with shelter, we also offer a community meal site that provides meals 7 days a week, not only for our residents, but for any hungry man, woman, or child who comes to our door. In 2018, we gave out roughly 45,000 meals. We also provide holistic care. That comes in the form of one-on-one case management services for our residents that focuses on immediate needs, things like goal achievement, income, and long-term safe, stable housing. We also have a partnership with the Rock Island County Council on Addictions that enables us to provide on-site substance abuse services for all of our residents. We also offer basic consultative medical needs through a parish nurse program for both residents and non-residents alike. And finally, we offer spiritual guidance. Almost every night of the week, we have various church leaders, church volunteers, some pastors, retired pastors, who come in and offer a chapel service, open to residents and non-residents alike, as we try to help them identify where God is speaking to them and leading them in the midst of their journey. Because in the end, our prayer is to see lives transformed. Do you remember Odie from the beginning of my message? My story kind of left him living in his car, still unsure of where to go. And he did have to stay in his car for a few weeks until he finally got connected and a bed opened up for him at Christian Care. But once there, he admitted to us he felt like he faced limits everywhere in life. Remember, as I told you, he was now facing a disability, and so he had physical limitations. But he also faced limitations in his housing, his income, even his education. He admitted he was at a standstill and did not know how to move forward. But thanks to Christian Care, Odie earned his GED and eventually, it's just about a year ago now, was able to move in to his own apartment. So, ladies and gentlemen, I am delighted to come here this morning to thank all of you in person for what you do. Thank you to everyone at 15th Avenue Christian Church for your support of Christian Care. We wouldn't be able to celebrate stories like Odie's without people, without congregations, and without communities like you. You have been financial partners as a church, your CWF ministry has given to support us, and you have helped make a difference. But in the end, there is still more work for us to do. As you heard from the statistics I shared earlier, there are still a lot of people out there in our community in need of shelter and in need of food. And as the weather becomes a challenge, whether that is the crazy intense cold that we faced this past winter, the flooding of the spring, the heat that we're now experiencing, now I'm getting why you want to go to Florida. I'm listing all these horrible things about the weather in the Quad Cities. Right? Weather around here can be intense and it can be crazy. And if you are stuck living outside, if you have no other choice of where to go, the need becomes even more intense. So I want to challenge you, therefore. I want to challenge you to follow the command from our passage this morning, to not just love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. As we encounter those who are experiencing homelessness and poverty in our community, let us offer them some degree of supplies, of hope, and respect. If you don't know how to do this on your own, if you feel unable to do it on your own, if there's any sort of hesitation at all, then come along and support an organization like Christian Care. We're not the only ones in the community, but we're obviously trying to do what we can. And we can step in and do some of that valuable work on your behalf. And there's a handful of things that you can consider doing. First of all, become a volunteer. We have a variety of volunteer needs at Christian Care, and you can come help us make a difference in the lives of the least, the last, and the lost here in the Quad Cities. You can consider donating items, in-kind items, things like food, clothing, and toiletries that we can in turn give to people in our community coming to our door who are in need. And finally, you can consider becoming a financial partner. Now, please, let me state here that your giving priority, your top priority in giving, always needs to be to your local church. But once that's done, I would ask if you would prayerfully consider becoming what we call a bridge builder, that is a monthly partner with Christian Care to help us make an impact here in the Quad Cities. A gift of just $40 a month helps provide a night of shelter and three meals for someone experiencing homelessness. In fact, I also want to invite all of you to an upcoming donor appreciation picnic on August 24th at Christian Care. More word will be coming out about this later, but this will provide you a great opportunity to meet more staff, to hear more stories, to see for yourself what we've got going on and the impact that we're having. And you can come and enjoy some good food with our community. An RSVP for that is appreciated, so we can plan accordingly. And you can find out more information on our website, www.christiancareqc.org. In fact, if you'd like any more information about any of these ways to support us that I've talked about, please come talk to me afterwards, or again, you can go check out our website. Isaiah 58 says, "Is this not the kind of fasting I have chosen? To loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke? To set the oppressed free and break every yoke? Is it not to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter? When you see the naked, to clothe them, and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood." In conclusion, thank you again, 15th Avenue Christian Church. Through your partnership, as you've heard today, you are caring for people in poverty. You are loving people who are experiencing deep brokenness. You are seeing people set free from addictions. You are helping people find hope through God, through jobs and homes. You are witnessing people experience new life through the power of Christ, and you are loving the least, the last, and the lost in the Quad Cities. As I've said, there is still so much more work to do, and we still need your help. But together, we can love not with words, but with action and in truth. And together, we can make a huge impact in the lives of people in desperate need right here in our community. Thank you.